Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella is here from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. Let's talk about what's happening with the Old Town Walgreens first. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. So a woman was shopping in the Walgreens in Old Town in North and Wells and noticed what appeared to be an archaeological dig in the middle of aisle 9.
What?
There were five men with shovels up to their waists in a pit. And this is all happening while the store was open. There were just some, watch out for slippage signs posted. But otherwise, it was right next to the sunscreen and by the White Claws. And she took a picture and tweeted it out, and it kind of became a viral sensation. She tweeted, "Only two seasons in Chicago Walgreens stores, winter and construction." And it went crazy. Everyone started, making jokes about it. We obviously wanted to know what was happening here. So we reached out to the alderman and the city and Walgreens itself, and it turns out there was a broken, it wasn't that exciting. There was no buried treasure, unfortunately. It was a broken sewer line that needs to be replaced.
Only in Chicago. let's move to Garfield Park on the south side. And what's this kid's hair controversy all about?
Yeah, so this mom, Ida Nelson, her four-year-old son, Jet, was told he had to change his hair at his school, Providence St. Mel, because it was against their dress code. And they essentially have a dress code on black hairstyles. She was furious, and this has been going on across the country forever. A lot of bans on dreads, locks, braids, and other hairstyles that are popular in the black community. And she was just furious. She's like, this is a little boy who had his hair done. He was so excited about getting his hair braided. And now he goes to school and gets in trouble. So she started this fight, and it went all the way to Springfield. And now a bill is heading to Governor Pritzker's desk to ban these kinds of dress codes that put restrictions on people because of their hair type, because of their color of their skin. And it's gained, she made a partner in Springfield who helped her get it across the finish line. It passed the House and the Senate. So it's headed to the governor's desk, and this won't be allowed anymore, which is, it's really cool because, I don't know, I had curly hair. I did not have black hair, but I had curly hair in high school or in grade school, and I remember feeling insecure about it. Like, straight hair that was shiny was the way, the mm-hmm. way to go. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people who have hair that's curly or kinky or different in any way, they can have a lot of insecurity around that. And they could be told, oh, your hair's unprofessional. And it's like, it's my hair.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is great, and it's just on our podcast today, you could listen to Ida talk about her journey to get this done. She really just was like, Mama Bear, I'm not taking this. You're not doing this to my kid, and went all the way to Springfield. So yeah. It's a really, really inspiring story.
Yeah, good for her. On the northwest side, we had a story of an angry driver in Jefferson Park. What happened here?
This is very bizarre. A woman had drove up to a family's home, a couple that they're known for their garden in Jefferson Park, and said, hey, tell your husband to leave the alderman alone. And a few hours later, they were at 3 a.m, they were sleeping and the dog started barking. And the same vehicle that drove up earlier and made that threat started driving through their lawn, screaming with music blasting and destroying their garden and a next door neighbor's car that was completely totaled before driving off. The family whose house the garden was destroyed said they know who this is. They gave the information to police, and nearly a week later, there have been no arrests made. There's a lot of speculation about why, that the woman is close with the police district on the northwest side and close with the alderman, Jim Gardner, who is the person that she shouted about earlier in the day. He has not distanced himself from the situation or commented on it whatsoever. It's a very Chicago story, mm-hmm. very bizarre. Neighbors are now saying, you know, what's going on? Are you just going to let this person run over somebody's yard and their neighbor's car? So we'll keep on it and let everybody know what happens next.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.